Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, block the path of ujub with the ma'rifah of the self. And remember the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he who knows his own self knows his nurturer. So in other words, you will never truly know Allah unless you know the self. And you will never know the self unless you remove the diseases of ujub, pride, riya', backbiting, etc. within yourself. Al-ujub is known as self-conceit or self-admiration, and it is a feeling of being pleased with your qualities and deeds, magnifying them to be extremely great. A person becomes so satisfied with them that they think their qualities are their own and not from God. A person with ujub may be pleased with their beauty, so pleased with their power and money, so pleased with their deeds, and so on, regarding these traits as their own. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, an evil deed of yours that upsets you is better in the sight of Allah than a good deed which you feel proud about. However, if a person has a feeling of pleasure when performing good deeds with humility and gratitude towards Allah, it is not ujub, it is a praiseworthy trait. Such a person becomes afraid for the loss of connection with Allah and asks Allah to help continue such a connection. A person with ujub in their heart first magnifies the deed. He makes it bigger than what it actually is. Then he considers the deed to be free from any fault. Then he becomes happy from his deed. Then he believes Allah owes him a favor in return of such a deed. Then he thinks he is protected from the punishment due to his deed. And then as a result, a veil is covered over him to see the truth, invalidating his worship. Ujub is similar to kibr, pride, but it has a slight difference. Kibr is one of the effects of ujub. In ujub, a person considers themselves special and pleased with their qualities and deeds, assuming they are their own. However, if a person has kibr, not only does a person consider themselves special and pleased with themselves, they consider themselves superior and look down upon others. According to a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, two people enter the mosque. One of them was a wicked person and the other one was a worshipper. But when they were coming out of the mosque, the wicked person had turned into a worshipper and the worshipper had turned into a wicked person because the worshipper was preoccupied with ujub and was proud of his worship. But the wicked person had thought about repentance and repented. In the first form of ujub, a person believes they have done a favor towards Allah. By performing good deeds and spreading knowledge, a person believes they are the cause of spreading the knowledge or part of the cause. They believe they are glorifying the religion and hence doing a favor to Allah. To simplify, you may teach someone something, then you magnify it in your view and consider yourself as having done that someone a great favor. Then, you believe that if it wasn't for you, this person would never have reached such knowledge. You may even think they are in debt to you. This is called ujub at one of its highest forms. Another form of ujub is that you may consider yourself as a true believer and that you are worthy of being rewarded by Allah in return for your good deeds in this life and in the hereafter. If a misfortune comes your way, you complain about it in your heart. You complain about the justice of Allah as to why a believer like yourself suffers while a hypocrite is rewarded. You pretend to be happy and content with Allah's judgment outwardly, but in your heart, you have a feeling of hatred towards Allah. Another form of ujub is when a person considers themselves more superior and pious to others. This form of ujub is mixed with kibr. You consider yourself more perfect than others because you observe the wajibat, the obligatory duties, or because you refrain from haram, forbidden things, and do more recommended acts of worship compared to others. You think you are so perfect and superior to others while treating others as imperfect people. You look down with shame and disgust when another person makes an error, but you overlook your own faults. When another person does a good deed, you consider it small and underrated, but when you perform a deed, you magnify it, making it look bigger than what it is. Another form of ujub is when a person doesn't have belief and becomes proud of their evil deeds. They consider themselves to be free thinkers and open-minded. They associate those that believe in God with superstitions and consider religious teachings as backwardness and narrow-mindedness. They consider themselves to be learned and do not listen to any advice. Allah says in the Quran, "Shall we inform you about the biggest losers in regards to their deeds? They are those whose effort is lost in this worldly life, while they think they are doing well in their deeds." Consequences of ujub. Ujub causes pride, and in fact is one of the primary causes of pride. It inspires a person to forget his sins and looks at them as being small and light sins. Instead of trying to fix the sins, he assumes they will be forgiven. He worships so much, congratulates himself, and thinks Allah owes him a favor. He forgets that Allah gave him those blessings in the first place. He becomes blind to the consequences of his deeds, and his efforts go to waste. He develops other evil traits such as riya' and hypocrisy, gradually leading a person to destruction. Treating ujub is more difficult than treating other evil deeds because some people sin out of ignorance, and when they come to know their error, they would repent and abandon it. However, another person cannot abandon it because they refuse to acknowledge the evil deed. Spiritual ailments are treated by countering their causes with their opposites. The cause of ujub is ignorance. The treatment for it is the opposite, which is awareness and knowledge that counters ignorance.